night.
Hey there, folks. Glad you could join me for all the best, the smoothest of the smooth, the cool and gentle sounds of what we call jazz. Tired of the fluffy stuff? At WRCT Pittsburgh, jazz is a one-syllable word.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Thank you.
WRCT Pittsburgh is home for Chop Chop.
Number 4. Five.
Yeah! Baby, when I kiss your hair, I feel electricity in the air. I'm gonna kiss your eyes. Then I'm gonna kiss your neck. Then I'm gonna kiss your tummy.
Ooh.
Then I'm gonna kiss your pineapple. Tonight's the night for love under the light.
Everybody masturbate.
listening to Chop Chop on WRCT.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Thank you.
Number 30.
We'll be right back.
Separate kid atom and skillful fluttering kite accurate noise create express rail barbarous letter. Chop 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 chop.
station is Holloway Road.
They're rising daily. What to do there seems so essential. you float in my new pool. Can't throw you away now. Your skin is like vinyl, but you blew my mind.
Thank you. To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
WRCT Pittsburgh is your favorite radio station. Shop, 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 shop.
We'll be right back. There's a feeling I get when I look to the best, and my spirit is right. In my thoughts, I have seen what is true to me, and the voices of those who tell. Ooh, there's a wonder. And it's been spread too, if we all call you, then the Bible will be a truth. And the new day will dawn for those who stay long, and the forest will echo with laughter. If there's a bunch of things that we look at, is this something for make me? If there are two magic and no math at the moment, is it that big of your? If there is something that will go to show you, I rest on you and him. Here you can do your big hope, and you know, if there will last a moment, will.
Thank you.
F1, F2, F off, F F F off, F off, 2 F off, F 2 F off, back to Russia, to Russia, back to Russia. F off, 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 back to Russia.
From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio, this is In Black America.
There was a young man organizing the march named Bayard Rustin.
Mm-hmm.
And when Bayard called people, you couldn't say no. Bayard was, first he was Dr. King's lieutenant, but he had the capacity to organize hundreds of thousands of people. And when he has a plan and a program, you know, he calls you and he tells you how the whole thing depends on you. If you don't show up, you don't do what you're supposed to do, the whole thing is going to collapse and it's going to be blamed on you. Bayard reached out to me and to Ruby and just said, we need somebody to MC the first part of the program in the March on Washington while the people are assembling. There needs to be entertainment and we need somebody to sort of keep it going. So Ruby, you and Ossie, you are selected.
The late Ossie Davis. For 7 decades, Davis led a distinguished career as an actor, writer, director, and producer. Along with his beloved wife, Ruby Dee, he was a renowned civil rights activist and an unforgettable figure in the African-American struggle for equality. In 1946, he began his acting career in Harlem. He made his film debut in 1950 in the Sidney Poitier film, No Way Out. Davis experienced many of the same struggles that most African-American actors of his generation underwent. He wanted to act but did not want to play stereotypical subservient roles such as butler that were the standard for African-American actors of his generation. Instead, he tried to follow the example of Poitier and played more distinguished characters. When he found it necessary to play a Pullman porter or a butler, he tried to inject the role with a certain degree of dignity. In 1998, Davis and Ruby Dee published their dual autobiography, In This Life Together, in celebration of their 50th wedding anniversary. On February 4th, 2005, Davis was found dead in Miami, where he was making a movie. I'm John L. Hanson, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, Ossie and Ruby, In This Life Together, In Black America.
In the Hollywood entertainment industry syndrome, professional or an actor is looked on as a celebrity, as a commodity, and is taught to teach the public to worship himself or herself as an object of divine whatever. Mm-hmm. And if you begin to consider only yourself, if yourself is your only object, then all other things will begin to fall away from you. You have to learn in this business that yourself cannot be your only object. You have to say, myself and my wife and my children, those are the things that mean the most to me, and I don't care what fame does or celebrity does, that's where I will be going, and that's where I stake my claim. You have to be tough and say, I'm going to make this marriage work, because if I lose this one, the only thing I can do is get another, which will be just like it, so I might as well make this one work.
Ossie Davis and Ruby Dee were one of the most revered couples of the American stage, two of the most prolific and fearless artists in American culture. As individual and as a team, they created profound and lasting work that has touched all of us. With courage and tenacity, they often broke new ground for African Americans and opened many a door previously shut tight to African American artists. This generation may recognize Davis and Dee for their appearances in several Spike Lee movies, including Malcolm X, in which Davis played himself, having delivered the eulogy for the slain civil rights leader. Born on December 18, 1917, in Cogsdale, Georgia, the oldest of five children, Davis grew